At the Fuel Ethanol Workshop, I am visiting with Load Toad and specifically Joel Bordewick. Joel, first of all, tell me what you do, and then we'll talk about this.
Okay. I'm a mechanical engineer. I've been working to develop the Load Toad. The Load Toad is used with conventional loading to enhance the process by pushing product out into the void space of the rail cars. Mm-hmm. The natural angle of grain when it piles in a rail car leaves openings in the upper corners. The Load Toad attaches to your loading system and then make sure the grain goes into those voided spaces, so you can see a 5% increase in the amount of product you get in a rail car. And usually a rail car is built as a unit, so if you put more product in that unit, you're saving money because then you use less trains or less rail cars.
So who is going to use this? Who are you targeting?
We have used it, and the 20 facilities it's in now are all using it for DDG, DDGS. We have tested it on soybean meal and seen very similar results of the 5% increase per rail car. But we do have a mobile unit, and we are trying to find people who are interested with different types of products, pellets, so that we can bring the mobile unit out. We can see how it works on their product. They can see how it works on their product, and we can then reach into those markets as well.
So tell me what that means. I mean, I think it may seem self-explanatory that you can put more product in there, but what does it ultimately mean to the customer?
Well, it goes straight to the bottom line. Since you are paying for the whole rail car, if you can ship 19 rail cars instead of 20, and each week you're cutting more and more rail cars out of your fleet, it goes straight to your bottom line. It's just more profit.
So I know that this was announced, I think, towards the end of last year. Tell me about the progress of where you're at right now.
Well, we spent several years in prototyping, finding the bugs, getting the bugs out, and then we did put it into 20 facilities, and over that time, over the last full year, the 20 that have been running, we've been able to make sure that they're durable, that they can last, that the product, as the consistency might change throughout the year, that we can work with all the different ranges of moistures and temperatures.
So if somebody wants more information, where do they go to find it?
They should go to loadtoad.com.
I was just guessing there'd be a website.
Absolutely, yep.
So if somebody thinks this might be a good option, they can get information there. I mean, what's sort of the process they would have to go to actually use this product?
Yeah, our contact information is there on loadtoad.com. We're really big into getting out there and showing you how it works. We want to use that mobile unit. We want to come to your site. We want to put it on your rail car, on your product, so you can see the results you're going to get. That's where we want to start, and then we can continue from there.
Well, you're exhibiting here at the FEW. How has that gone? What kind of feedback have you got?
It's been going great. We have a beautiful booth. We had a mascot walking around. He brought in a lot of guys, so we've had a lot of great conversations.
Wonderful. Well, it's been great to talk with you, Joel Bordewick, with Load Toad here at the Fuel Ethanol Workshop. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.